We do thank the Lord that we can be together this weekend.
感谢主，这个周末我们又可以在一起。
It's a real honor and blessing to the Lord when we assemble in His name.
当我们奉主的名聚会的时候，是何等的荣耀。
I do think that it speaks much of us gathering together over this time. It speaks much of us gathering together.
讲到我们许多时候是分散的。
Because many had a choice of how they were going to spend this weekend.
因为在这个周末的时候，我们都有很多的选择，可以做很多不同的事情。
There are many other things we could be doing.
我们可以做很多别的事情。
But I'm thankful to the Lord how He's touched our hearts to be gathered unto Him.
但感谢主感动我们的心，叫我们在他面前能够聚集。
And we look unto Him to speak to us in a very special way.
我们向他仰望，求他在这里特别对我们说话。
So let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再来一点祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that as we begin declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord.
主，当我们开始的时候，我们宣告主耶稣基督是我们的主。
Lord, without Thy presence, it would be vanity of vanities to gather here.
主啊，你若不与我们同在，我们的聚会不过是虚空中的虚空。
But Lord, we're thankful that we can present ourselves afresh unto You.
主，我们感谢你，我们可以再一次将自己重新献上。
Lord, we can put aside the many things that would try to distract us.
我们可以把很多吸引我们心的事情摆到一边。
And we could turn our hearts upon that one thing that is necessary.
我们的心能够归向那唯一必要的事情。
Well, we know too that there is a great battle over this time.
主，我们也知道在这个世代有极大的征战。
And Lord, by faith we put our feet down upon this time, declaring Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们在凭着信心在这个世代能够站立的稳，宣告耶稣基督是主。
Lord, anything that would try to come against this time, we say no to that.
在这个时候，若有任何要来攻击、抵挡我们的，我们要向他宣告说：“不要来侵扰我们。”
And we say yes to the full provision of your life.
我们对你自己完全备的供应，我们要说阿门。
Lord, whether we're speaking, whether we're translating, or whether we're hearing,
不论是我们说的，不论是我们翻译的，不论是我们听的
，we are utterly dependent upon Thy Holy Spirit to work.
我们完全是依靠你自己圣灵的工作。
So we do afresh present ourselves to You.
我们再一次将自己完全的献上。
We would come in the spirit of saying, "Speak, Lord, Thy servants are listening."
在圣灵里面，我们恳求主向你的仆人说话，你的仆人静听。
And it's in Thy precious name we pray. Amen.
靠你自己宝贵的名，我们祷告。Amen.
You know, as our brother has already mentioned, the days we're living in are perilous days.
好，如同我们弟兄已经讲过了，我们所处的世代是个危险的世代。
It takes a pretty dull person not to recognize something's going on.
一个人如果不知道这个世代的危险，那他自己心里一定不敏锐。
When we see things like the tsunami,
当我们看到海啸的时候
，When we see things going on like the Arab Spring,
当我们看到在阿拉伯世界的征求民主的运动
，We see nations changing overnight.
我们看到一个国家一夜之间就改变了。
We see the physical.Nature of things changing immediately.
我们看我们所处的物质的世界也在改变。
We hear tornadoes all the time.
我们听到到处都有飓风。
In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we had a tornado 5 miles from our house.
其实就在几个礼拜以前，在距离我们家房子五里以外的地方就有一个飓风。
Live in Richmond for many years and never have tornadoes.
我住在 Richmond 好多年了，从来没有遇到过飓风。
But all of these just natural phenomena.
那这些不过是自然的现象。
No, brothers and sisters, all of these speak to us of the love of God.
但这些所有的事情都对我们诉说神的爱。
In His great love for His people and His love for the lost, He's sending messages to wake us up.
因他对他百姓的大爱，因为他对那些失丧人的大爱，所以他从天上降下这个信息给我们。
He's saying that my return is drawing nigh.
他们是告诉我们说，我要归回，归向我，归向我。
I desire that you, as my people,
我对你，我所喜爱的是我的百姓。
Would really be awake to the days and the times that we're living in.
能够知道，能够明白我们所处的世代。
So as we have our times together,
所以今天当我们一同聚集的时候
，What is upon my heart?
那我的心中重要的重担
is how can we be prepared for these times?
是我们如何的预备自己来面对这个时代
？How can we really be learning of the Lord to be ready for His return?
我们怎么样效法主、学习主、等候他的再来
？And how can we be those good disciples?
我们能够怎么样做一个好的仆人、好的门徒
？That are about our Master's business.
关心我们主的事情。
How can we be those good disciples that are hastening His return?
我们能怎么样能够成为主的好的门徒，使他快快的回来
？So may the Lord help us.
愿主来帮助我们。
First, I'd like us to turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
首先，我希望我们能够看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 11。
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11。
马太福音第十一章。
We'll read some familiar verses, verses 28 to 30。
我们要读一些很熟悉的经文，第二十八到三十节。
As our Lord is speaking to his disciples。
这是主跟对他的门徒所说的。
He speaks to all。
他也是对所有人说的。
He speaks to even each and every one of us。
是对我们当中每一个人说的。
And he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
And you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my load is light.
这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
The Lord calls each and every one of us to come unto Him.
主呼召我们当中每一个人来到他的面前。
Now most of us have heard these verses before.
我们当中大部分人在以前就听过这段经文。
And as you look at these verses, what is your heart drawn to?
那今天当你看到这经文的时候，你的心想到的是什么？
Oftentimes we find our hearts drawn to this phrase, "Oh, He'll give us rest."
当我们看到的时候，我们常常想到说，哦，他会给我们安息。
And what a wonderful provision we have in Him for rest.
在他里面有这样奇妙美好的供应，可以得安息。
In the midst of everything that's going on, all the chaos, He will give us rest.
在所有的混乱当中，他带给我们安息。
What a wonderful provision.
这是何等美好的供应。
Oh, how we should come unto Him.
那我们如何的应当来到他这里来？
He says, "You'll find rest."For your souls, for my yoke is easy.
他说你们的心里可以得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的。
My load is light.
我的担子是轻省的。
We feel sometimes the things of this world are so heavy and so oppressive upon us.
有的时候我们感觉这世上的事情在我们肩膀上是如此的沉重，如此的重担。
Some of the teachers and some of the professors we have, they just keep loading things on us.
那有些教授有些老师不断地将东西加到我们的肩膀上。
We can feel like we're so overwhelmed.
我们感觉我们实在是受不住了。
The bosses that we have, they demand more and more bricks from us.
我们的老板不断地要求我们做更多的事，更多的事。
And we feel like it's just so heavy.
我们觉得实在是有许多的重担。
We'll never be able to make it.
我们实在是撑不下去。
So how, what a precious provision this is in Christ when he says, "My yoke is light."
所以基督在这里给我们何等宝贝的供应，当他说我的轭是容易的。
But often as we look at these verses,
那很多时候我们看这些经文的时候，
there's a little phrase that we overlook.
那有一个小小的经文我们忽略了。
Why are we coming to him?
我们为什么要来到他的面前？
Why is he giving us rest?
为什么他要给我们安息？
We're coming to him that we can learn of him.
我们来到他的面前是因为我们要向他学习。
He says, "Come and learn from me."
他说来到我这里来向我学习。
He wants to teach us of him very, of his very self.
他要将他自己来教导我们。
And learning of him,
我们是能够向主学习。
In the Greek, this is the same word as discipleship.
那么同样的这句话就是我们平常所说的门徒的训练。
It's coming and being his disciple.
是来到主的面前来做他的门徒。
Allowing him to teach us of himself.
让他能够来教导我们他的自己。
Teach us of his very character and nature.
告诉我们他的性格他的本质。
And it's not just learning about him.
不是学一些关乎他的事情。
We're not here this weekend just to learn about him.
我们来这里不是要学习关于主的一些知识。
But he wants to teach us his character and nature so that that would be formed within us.
他要教导我们他的性格他的本质好叫他能够成在我们心中成形
and that we would be a people that are a living testimony unto him
使我们能够成为他活的见证
it's interesting as we look through the New Testament
所以在这个礼拜我们要 看新约
the word believer and disciple is used interchangeably
在新约里面信徒跟门徒这个是两同义字
in the New Testament there's no difference between a believer and a disciple
在新约里面一个信徒跟一个门徒是没有差别的
but today in Christianity
但今天在基督教当中
it's evolved in such that there's two different categories
很多时候发展成为好像这是两件不同的事
we say are you a believer
有时候我们说你是信徒吗
and many people say yes I'm a believer
那很多人就说我是个信徒
and praise God for that
那么感谢主你是个信徒
but are you a disciple
但是你是门徒吗
today it's like the gospel has been so watered down
今天好像我们的福音掺水了。
We preach that He is our Savior.
我们传道说他是我们的救主。
And we come unto him and what this marvelous salvation.
当我们来到他面前呢，只有这样奇妙的救恩。
And we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们相信耶稣是基督。
But the fullness of the gospel, brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们，那全备的福音
declares that he is not only Savior, but he is Lord.
是讲到他不仅是拯救我们，而且他是我们的主。
He is our master.
他是我们的主人。
So would we have this mindset of a believer and disciple being different? Would it be shattered?
所以我们心里如果觉得说这个信徒跟门徒这两个是两件事情的话，希望这个东西被破碎掉。
And we could come back to God's original heart.
好，叫我们能够回到神原来的心意当中。
That all believers are disciples.
所有的信徒都是门徒。
He's called each and every one of us not only to believe in Him but to learn of Him.
他呼召了每一个人，不仅仅是要相信他，也要学习他。
To be His disciple.
要做他的门徒。
Allow Him as the master to train us.
让他做我们的主人来训练我们。
That disciple could become like His master.
所以这个门徒能够像他的主人。
He would know His master's heart.
他可以知道主人的心。
He would know all the desires of his master's heart.
他说这个主人的心里面所喜悦的一切事情。
We're not just believing that he's a good master.
他不仅仅是相信他是一个好的主人。
But we know him in such a way that we know what is his heart's desire.
当我们深深的知道他，我们可以知道他心里所喜爱的。
And how and we're thankful he has made every provision for that in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里，我们感谢主，因为他已将所有使我们能够成为门徒的东西赐给了我们。
How does he teach us?
他怎么样来教导我们呢
？How does he train us?
他怎么样训练我们呢
？Actually, much of the training that we go through is one of the reasons that we shrink back.
很多时候，正是因为我们要经过这些训练，但这些训练就让我们退后。
Because much of the training involves suffering.
因为很多的训练包括了受苦。
It's a suffering to ourselves.
是对己的受苦。
We're having to say no to ourselves.
我们必须要否定自己。
And we don't like that.
但我们不喜欢。
We want to say yes to ourselves.
我们喜欢对自己说你是好的。
I want to do this.
我要做这个。
I want to do that.
我要做那个。
I don't want to be sitting here.
我不要坐在这里。
I'd rather be watching a basketball game.
我要去看篮球比赛。
I'd rather be watching the hockey.
我要去看曲棍球比赛。
You know, tomorrow we have the Indianapolis 500.
明天我们就有印第安纳500里的赛车。
I have to sit here and miss it.
我为什么要坐在这里听呢？
And for you soccer fans,
如果你喜欢踢足球的话，
all soccer fans know what happens tomorrow in England.
所有喜欢足球人知道明天在英国会怎么样。
If you're not a soccer fan, you don't need to worry.
如果你不喜欢看足球的话，你根本不知道，不用担心。
Big soccer match tomorrow.
明天有个大的比赛。
Barcelona, Man U.
在巴塞罗那的 Man U 队。
European Championship.
是欧洲冠军赛。
But so we see we don't want to be saying no to ourselves.
很多时候我们不愿意否定自己。
But we want to be saying.What the Lord is desiring.
但我们真正喜欢说的是主喜爱的事。
That as we see Him,
我们看到主的时候，
we would not be afraid of some of the things that are ahead of us.
我们就不至于为了摆在我们面前的事情害怕。
We could come into all that He has for us.
我们可以进到他所安为我们所安排的丰富里面。
And as His very character and nature is formed within us,
所以他的本质、他的天性能够在我们里面成型。
What this ends up doing is actually hastening His return.
那当我们这样子做了之后，我们是催促主了再来。
Look at another verse over in 2 Peter.
我们再看一下彼得后书。
In 2 Peter chapter 5.
彼得后书第五章。
This is Peter's last epistle just before he's getting ready to die.
这是彼得在死之前写的最后一卷书。
And he's writing to encourage ones in difficult days.
他是在这个困难的时候要勉励众人。
And when he comes to chapter 3, he's speaking of the end times.
在第三章的时候，他讲到主再来。
And he talks about how the earth is going to come to an end.
他讲到这个地球怎么样都要会被毁灭。
And the earth will melt, and everything, all the elements will melt.
那这整个地球会被火所融化。
And then he presents a question to the believers.
然后他对那些相信的人问了一个问题。
He says in verse 11.
他在第十一节这样讲。
He says, since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God?
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。
What sort of people ought we to be?
我们应当做什么样子的人呢?
What type of disciple should we be?
我们应该做什么样子的门徒呢?
What should be our character?
我们的性格应该怎么样?
We should be those that have that holy conduct.
我们应该是在行为上是圣洁的。
We should be those that have that character of godliness.
我们的性格应该是像神一样的。
That holy conduct is speaking to our outward walk.
那讲到我们圣洁的行为，是讲我们外在的作为。
That's the testimony that we have.
是我们的见证。
And that godliness is that inward character.
敬虔是讲到我们里面的个性。
That we as His disciples.
我们是他的门徒。
As we are allowing His life to be formed within us.
我们让他的生命能够在我们里面成形。
There will be a decrease of ourselves.
那我们自己就减少。
And a greater expression of His life.
那我们就能够更多地表达主。
And that in that.
那在这里,
there will be that hastening of the coming of the Lord.
那主的再来就会加速。
How we see so much.
我们看了多少?
That this matter of discipleship and the coming of the Lord is so related.
那么这个做主的门徒跟主的再来是何等的有关系?
We see this matter of how discipleship is so interrelated with the bride making herself ready.
因为做主的门徒就是那心腹准备好了。
A people that have the very character and nature of Christ formed within them.
神的百姓有基督的性格，基督的本性在他里面成形。
By responding to the grace of God.
因为神的恩典的缘故。
That bride, that eternal companion has made herself ready.
所以这个基督永恒的伴侣，这个心腹已经预备好了。
And at that time.
那么这个时候,
we're so thankful that at that time the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们感谢主,
look over at Revelation chapter 11.
我们再看一下启示录第十一章。
Revelation chapter 11, we have this marvelous testimony at the end of the times.
那启示录第十一章,
chapter 11, verse 15.
十一章的第十五节,
it says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there rose loud voices in heaven, saying,
他这里说,第七位天使吹号,天上就有大声音说,
the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever.
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国,他要做王直到永永远远。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a fairy tale.
弟兄姐妹们,这不是一个神话。
This is a prophetic reality.
这是一个先知更确的预言。
That one day our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to come again.
有一天我们的主救主耶稣基督会再来。
Now we might not know the day.
我们也许不知道是哪一天。
We saw it wasn't May 21st.
我们晓得不是5月21号。
It's not going to be October 21st either.
也不会是10月21号。
Nobody knows.
没有人知道。
But the Lord, the Father knows.
但那父知道,
and at the fullness of time,
等那时候满足的时候,
as he looks upon the people of God,
他看一下神的百姓,
as he sees the very character and nature of his son, his beloved son, manifest in them,
他看到他的儿子, 他的爱子的性格本质在他里面做成了,
he says, ah, now is the fullness of time.
他就说,
and who are those that our Lord is seeing?
那么这些在主里面的人会如何的歌唱?
We can go over to chapter 12 here in Revelation.
我们看一下第12章,
and we start in verse 10.
我们看第10节,
and again, I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ has come. The accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, one who accuses them before our God day and night.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
Who were these ones? And who were these ones?
谁活第一次？
Look at their character.
那看一下，这些人是什么人？看一下他们的性格。
In verse 11.
第11节,
it says they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. And because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life even to death. They didn't overcome because of anything in them. But they had learned in such a way that they had learned a life of dependence upon the Master. These were ones who responded in the school of Christ to His discipling ways. And they knew the only way they could make it through was because of the blood of the Lamb. The victory that they had in Christ. The cleansing of their sins. That they could overcome. And the word of their testimony. What was the word of their testimony? It's the same testimony that we have. The testimony is that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's not a testimony of ourselves. I don't have a testimony. You don't have a testimony. The testimony we have is that Jesus Christ is Lord. And how did we achieve this testimony? They loving not their life unto death. This it might not be a physical death. But it's allowing the cross to work within us, that work of dividing soul and spirit. That we were able to be conformed to our Master's image. As these dear ones were learning of their Master, they overcame because He overcame. How did they overcome? They overcame because He had already overcome. They were actually overcome by Him. They were captured by His love. They saw the love of Christ in a fresh way. And they said, I'm no longer going to live for myself. But I'm going to live for Him who first loved me. And these, as these dear ones allow the Lord to do this, it hastened our Lord's second coming. And brothers and sisters, there's a lesson in here for us. We all desire for our Lord to come. But are we those that are cooperating with Him and hastening His return? Are we just going through some outward religious motions? Or are we allowing the very character and nature of Christ to be worked within us? A disciple is like his master. Are we known by our master? Are we known by the life of our Master? One time, a good number of years ago, a co-worker of mine passed away. And I was asked to deliver the eulogy at the funeral. And this was a wonderful opportunity. Because many times we pray that we would have an opportunity to share the gospel with those we work with and our clients. And we were in a big building, pretty much about the size of this. And I was sharing the testimony of how through Christ this one had come to know Him and how I was a Christian also. Afterwards, one of my co-workers from another office at the company I was with,
完了以后，我在同一个公司里面，另外一个办公室的同事
，He came up to me and said, "Mac, I'm so happy to hear that you're a Christian."
他到我这里来跟我说 ，Mike， 我真高兴你是个基督徒。I
always knew you were a good person.
我一直都知道你的心宽广大。But
I never knew you were a Christian.
但我从来不知道你是个基督徒。Now
he meant that as a compliment.
他说这句话其实是要赞美我。But
it pierced my heart so severely. What did I want to be known as? Did I simply want to be known as a good person? Or did I want to be known as a Christian? What is our testimony? Do people just look upon us as good moral people? Or do they see us as Christians? Do they see us as disciples of Christ? This is what He's after in this hour that we're living in.
在我们现在所处的世代，这是主所要的。
This is what hastens His return.
这是怎么样能够催促主再来的。
And this is what the Lord, this is what brings in that second coming.
这是怎么样能够带进主的第二次再来。
So as we consider this matter,
所以今天当我们思念这件事的时候
I'd like for us to look in the Old Testament.
我盼望我们能够看一下旧约
To look at a beautiful picture in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有个美丽的图画
Of how the kingdom was brought in.
看一下国度是怎么样被带进来的
Sometimes when we're talking about this,
有的时候我们将讲到这个的时候
I find it easier to look at some of the stories in the Old Testament.
我发现看一看旧约的故事就比较容易让我们明白
give us something to relate to
让我们能够有更深的印象
and what I would like for us to look at during our time together
当我们一同在一起分享的时候我希望我们所看的是这个
is how David brought in the kingdom
是大卫怎么样带进国度
and how there were certain ones that came to David
那有一些人跟随大卫
and many ways they were worthless
从很多的方面来讲他们是一无是处
But by learning from their master,
但是效法他们的主
by learning from David,
效法大卫
David transformed them into ones that could rule with him in his kingdom
大卫改变了这群人使他们能够与大卫一同做王掌管王权
And this is what the Lord is looking for us
这是主要在我们里面得到的
He desires that through that transforming discipling process
他是盼望借着这个做门徒这个改变我们变化的过程
We would be those that learn to rule and reign with him in his kingdom
我们能够成为能够与他一同做王掌管他国度的
So let's turn back to 1 Chronicles
所以我们回到历代志上
1 Chronicles chapter 11
历代志上第十一章
We see how David is bringing in this kingdom
我们看一下大卫怎么样带进这个国度
First Chronicles chapter 11 verse 10.
历代志上第十一章第十节
This is testifying of those that David were used by David to bring in that kingdom.
这是为了那些与帮助大卫打下他国度的人做见证
First Chronicles 11:10.
第十一章第十节
Now these are the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who gave him strong support in his kingdom together with all Israel.To make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel.
以下记录跟随大卫勇士的首领，就是奋勇帮助他得国，照着耶和华吩咐以色列人的话，与以色列一同立他做王的。
And also over in chapter 12.
我们再看第十二章
verse
23. 第二三节
says, Now these are the numbers of the divisions equipped for war who came to David at Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him.
这里讲到预备打仗的兵来到希伯伦见大卫要照着耶和华的话将扫罗的国位归于大卫
We see in the life of David
我们在大卫的生平里面
How he took a group of men
看到他带了一群人
And these were really nothing in the world's eyes
在这个世界上看来这些人一无是处
And he took these men and they loved their master
他带领了这些人这些人也爱他们的主人
And they responded and they learned from their master
他们回应了大卫的呼召他们向大卫学习
and they were able to come with David and to take the kingdom from Saul and to bring it into the kingdom of David
他们能够跟随大卫从扫罗的手中把国夺回归给大卫
and now as we look at this story
当我们看这个故事的时候
we can see David as a picture or a type of Christ
我们可以看到大卫好像基督的一个预表一个图画
now he's not perfect
他不是完美的
Most types are not perfect.
就好像圣经里面的表记都不是完美的。
But as we look at these men,
当我们看到这些人的时候
we will look and we'll see how in the beginning they were nothing.
我们看到他们一开始的时候什么都不是。
But as they responded to the love of their master,
但是因着他对他们主人的爱的回应
as they were captured by the beauty of their master,
他们被他主人的美丽所吸引。
They followed the master wherever he went.
他们跟随他们的主，无论往哪里去。
They ended up being those what is called the mighty men.
他到最后成为大卫大能的勇士。
Those who were nothing.
这些一无是处的人。
Were transformed into the mighty men of David.
被变化成为大卫大能的勇士。
And we can call these mighty men a picture of the overcomers.
我们可以看到这些大能的勇士就好像新约的得胜者。
Now we've used this term overcomers a couple of times.
我讲到这个得胜者讲了好几次。
Now, does it scare you when we talk of overcomers?
当我们讲到这些得胜的人，会不会叫你觉得害怕
？Do you feel like it's for somebody else?
你是不是觉得这些是对别人讲的
？But brothers and sisters, the overcomers,
弟兄姐妹们所谓得胜的人
are those that are simply normal Christians in an abnormal time.
就是那些在一个普通的基督徒在一个不平凡的世代
the abnormal difficult times that we find ourselves in.
在一个不平凡一个危险的世代如今的世代
those that are simply living the normal Christian life.
然后仍然能够过一个正常的基督徒的生活
they are the ones that overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
那么这些就是靠羔羊的血得胜
those that are living that normal Christian life.
这过了一个正常的基督徒的生活。
They're the ones who have that word of the testimony that Jesus is.
这些人就是有所见证的道的。
Those that are living that normal Christian life.
那些能够过的正常基督徒生活。
Are loving not their lives unto death.
他们就不爱惜自己的性命以至于死。
They're the ones that are being trained to rule with the King.
他们是蒙训练能够与他们的王一同掌权。
This is what's upon the Lord's heart for each and every one of us.
这是主心里面所盼望，对于我们每一个人都能够这样子。
So we want to go back and we want to look at the beginning of these men.
所以我们要回头看一下这些人刚开始的光景。
In Chronicles, we see the end of the story.
在历代志，我们看到故事结束的时候。
How they're referred to as the mighty men.
我们看到这里论到他们是大能的勇士。
But who were these guys when they started?
但这些人开始的时候是怎么样子的
？They will find out they're a lot like us.
我们会发现他们跟我们很像
and that can be a great encouragement to us.
对我们来讲是大大的勉励
that God can take them and use them to bring in His kingdom.
神可以带领这一群人带进他自己的国度
and in a similar way He can use us.
同样的他可以用我们
so let's continue turning back. Let's go back to 1 Samuel.
所以让我们回到撒母耳记上
if we look at 1 Samuel 22
我们看一下撒母耳记上第22章
now let's set the scene here.
我们看一下这个上下文背景。
You know, before this chapter, David had been very close with Saul.
在这一章以前，大卫跟扫罗其实非常的亲近。
David had been loyal to Saul.
大卫对扫罗非常的忠心。
He had been a good, faithful servant.
他是一个忠心对大卫
和扫罗忠心的仆人。Saul.
他也爱扫罗。
He had been a faithful defender.
他忠心的为扫罗征战。
Even though at times Saul would try to hurt David.
虽然有的时候扫罗希望伤害大卫
，David was still faithful to Saul，
但大卫对扫罗仍然忠心。
But then there came a point in time，
但到了一个某一个时候
，where David had to flee from Saul，
在大卫必须逃离扫罗
，because he was rejected and despised，
因为他被拒绝被弃。
Before this， you could be a friend of Saul's and a friend of David's。
在这之前，你可以做扫罗的朋友，也做大卫的朋友。
But there came a point in time。
但到了这个时候
where David and Saul had to separate.
大卫跟扫罗必须分开。
And we know that David was the man of God.
我们知道大卫是合神心意的人。
But Saul represents that man of the flesh.
那扫罗呢是代表血气的人。
And between that man of the flesh,
属血气的人
and that man of the spirit,
跟属灵的人
there's always a war.
他们总是征战。
There's always a war.
他们总是征战。
You might start off thinking you can live together.
一开始的时候，你也许觉得他们可以在一起。
But there'll be a there comes that point in time.
但总是到了一个时候
，where they can no longer be together.
他们再也不能够在一起。
We can't love the world.
我们不能够爱世界。
We can't follow the things of the world.
我们不能够跟随这个世界。
And the things of the Lord.
又同时要跟随主。
Without them coming in conflict with each other.
因为迟早他们会起冲突。
And there came this point in David's life where he had to separate from Saul.
所以到大卫的生平里面，到了这个时候，他必须要与扫罗分开。
Because we know that David had been anointed king by Samuel.
我们知道大卫受撒母耳所高所为王。
David was the Lord's choice.
大卫是神所拣选的。
The Lord had not originally desired Saul.
主一开始的时候并不喜悦扫罗。
He was the choice of the people.
他是百姓的选择。
But the Lord granted them, He allowed them to see what their own desires would lead to.
但主答应了他们，主要神要让他们看见他们随着自己的心意行会怎么样。
Sometimes the Lord lets us get our way.
有的时候主会让我们自己按着自己的心意行。
And most of the time we make it miss just leads into a big mess.
那很多时候这样子我们就弄得一塌糊涂。
But after we've made that big mess,
那等到我们弄了一塌糊涂以后
，the Lord shows His love to us.
那神在向我们显明他的爱。
And he says, "Now come, follow me."
在跟我们说，来跟随我。
One said, "We want Saul."
很多时候我们说我们是扫罗。
We want to be like all the other nations.
我们要看像外邦所有的国家一样。
How often do we hear this?
我们 多少次我们要听这样子的事情。
We don't want to look different.
我们不希望看起来不同。
We want to look like everybody else.
我们希望看起来跟所有人都一样。
We want to fit in. We don't want to be different.
我们要跟别人看起来一样，我们不要不同。
And then we see that we try to be the same.
然后我们就试着跟人家一样。
But there's something within us that will not allow us.
但我们在我们心里面有一样东西叫我们没办法。
That life of Christ will not allow us to be content in the world.
基督的生命在我们里面，叫我们能够不能够像，叫我们不能够像这个世界一样。
And so this, there came this point where Saul and David had to separate.
所以到了这个时候，大卫跟扫罗必须要分开。
And so, and as David was separated,
所以大卫跟扫罗分开。
He was anointed king by Samuel.
他是被撒母耳所高为王的。
Now did everybody, was David being anointed king by Samuel, did everybody come to him at once?
当大卫被扫罗大卫被撒母耳所高为王的时候，是不是大家都来归向他呢？
No, we actually find in David's life that there were three times when he was anointed king.
实际上，我们发现在有三次大卫被高为王。
It's first in, with his first anointing.
他第一次受高。
There was only about 400 men who came to him.
大概只有400个人来跟随他。
This was his time of rejection.
这是被拒绝的时候。
He didn't look like the king of Israel.
在这时候看起来真的不像以色列的王。
He wasn't very popular.
他不是很受欢迎。
And to follow David at this point in time meant to leave behind many of the comforts of life.
在这个时候要跟随大卫是表示要离弃自己家中许多的舒适。
Many of things that you had been putting your security in.
很多自己让自己觉得有安全感的东西要抛去。
Because this was the time of David's rejection.
因为这是大卫被弃绝的时候。
The Lord had chosen him.
主拣选了他。
And the Lord wanted to use him.
主也要用他。
But there was only a few that came to him.
但只有几个人来跟随他。
Later on, David was anointed a second time when he was made king over all of Judah.
那第二次大卫被高为王的时候，他做了全犹大的王。
He became more politically correct then.
在这个时候好像在政治上更合乎大家的心意。
And a few more started coming to him.
又多了一些人来跟随他。
It testifies that the house of David grew stronger and stronger and Saul's house grew weaker.
这里讲到大卫的家逐渐的兴旺，扫罗的家逐渐的衰败。
And finally, David was anointed king over all of Israel.
到最后，大卫终于受高做全以色列的王。
And how, at this point in time, all of Israel acknowledged David as king.
到这个时候，全以色列的人都承认大卫是王。
And this is similar to as it says in the New Testament.
这有点像我们新约里面所讲的。
One day, every knee will bow.
有一天，万膝要跪拜。
But the question that we have before us.
但是我们今天所面对的问题
The question that each and every one of us has to answer
是我们每一个人都要回答的问题
When are we going to decide to follow the king?
是什么时候我们才会决定跟随我们的主
Are we going to really submit ourselves unto him now?
是我们现在就要向他俯伏敬拜呢
Are we going to wait later?
还是我们等到以后
Are we simply going to wait till that time where every knee shall bow?
还是我们一直要等到那个万膝都跪拜的时候
Oh, brothers and sisters, now is the Lord's time of his rejection and suffering.
弟兄姐妹们，现在是主被拒受苦的时候。
But as he says to us in 2 Timothy,
好像他对我们说在提摩太后书第二章讲的。
If we will suffer with him,
我们与他一同受苦。
We shall reign with him.
就必与他一同作王。
Through that suffering that we go through now,
借着我们如今的受苦。
Through that momentary light affliction,
叫我们自战自清的苦楚
There is produced in us an eternal weight of glory
能够替我们结出极重无比的荣耀
It reigns with him
能够与他一同作王
There comes a point when we have to decide who are we going to be identified with
但到了一个时候我们必须要决定人家看我们是与谁同国
Remember the story of Elijah at Mount Carmel
记得以利亚在加玛列山
As Elijah was out there at Mount Carmel with all the prophets of Baal,
在那里看到巴利的先知
All those ones, the priests and all of Baal were there.
巴利的所有的祭司都在那里
And Elijah challenged the people of Israel.
以利亚向以色列的百姓挑战
He says, choose today whom you're going to serve.
他们说今日拣选你们到底要服侍谁
If God is God, serve him.
如果耶和华是真神，就服侍神。
If Baal is Baal, serve him.
如果巴利是真神，就服侍巴利。
And we know that there was total silence.
我们知道在那个时候没有人说话。
There was, but we find out later, though.
但我们后来所读的，我们知道。
There were 7,000 that hadn't bowed the knee to Baal.
但其实还有七千人没有向巴力屈膝。
And we're thankful for that.
我们非常的感谢。
But there was also, we could say there was 7,000 who had not stood up for Jesus.
但我们也可以说，在那个时候有七千人没有为耶稣基督站立。
They had a silent testimony.
他们的见证是缄默。
They might not have bowed the knee to Baal.
他们也许没有向巴力屈膝。
But they weren't standing up for the Lord.
但他们也没有为主站立。
Who were they? They weren't identifying themselves with Him.
他们到底是谁呢？他们愿意让人家知道他们属谁吗？
And in the days that we're living in, we find the days getting shorter and shorter.
在我们今日所处的世代，我们发现那个时候越来越近了。
We've got to decide who are we going to identify with.
我们必须要决定我们要归向谁。
So as we look at these men of David's,
所以当我们看一下跟随大卫的人的时候,
may the Lord use them in a way to teach us some of the lessons.
愿主能够用这些事情来教导我们,
and that they can be helpful to us in our life.
能够对我们自己的生活有帮助。
As we look, let's look again at 1 Samuel 22.
让我们看一下撒母耳记上第22章。
We'll read verses 1 through 3.
我们要看第一节到第三节。
It says, So David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's household heard of it, they went down there to him, and everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented gathered to him, and he became captain over them. Now there were about 400 men with him. And David went from there to Mizpah of Moab. He said to the king of Moab, Please let my father and my mother come and stay with you until I know what God will do for me.
大卫就离开那里，逃到亚杜兰洞。他的弟兄和他父亲的全家听见了，都下到他那里。凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫那里。大卫就做他们的头目，跟随他的约有400人。大卫从那里往摩甲的米斯巴去，对摩甲王说：“求你容我父母搬来，住在你们这里，等我知道神要为我怎样行。”
As we look at these verses here of these ones that come to David,
当我们看到这里，那这经文里面讲到来到大卫这里的人
，It's first of all, it's so important that we recognize our condition.
我们必须要注意他们的光景是怎么。
And we said later on, these are the ones that actually bring in the kingdom of David.
我们在后来的经文可以看到，就是这些人帮助大卫得国。
These are the ones that make David king over all of Israel.
是这些人使得大卫能够成为全以色列的王。
And how are they described?
在这里怎么样来描写他们呢？
Does it say they're the strong, the mighty?
这里讲到他们是大能的，是有力的吗？
Says no, these are the ones that are in distress and debt and discontented.
那不是，这里讲到他们是受窘迫的，是欠债的，是心里苦恼的。
These are the ones that were in distress.
这些人是窘迫的。
They were in distress from that cruel taskmaster of the world.
他们受了这个世界君王的逼迫
even the cruel taskmaster of a religious system
甚至受了这个世界君王这个宗教仪式的逼迫
they were just overwhelmed
他们受不了了
and because of that they become in debt
所以这样子他们就欠债了
they were totally bankrupt
他们是完全破产了
maybe not so much financially
不一定是在经济上的
but just their lives were a bankrupt life they just didn't have anything within themselves And they had become so discontented. They had become so discontented, it says that there was a bitterness of their soul. Because in the cruel things of this world, even when you're trying to do the things that are right, the world still treats you horribly.
这个世界对你还是很不好。
And you find a bitterness there.
所以在这里就有苦毒。
This look, if you look at this crew,
你看到这样子的残酷。
It's quite a motley crew.
这是非常奇特的残酷。
Because no self-satisfied person ever comes to the Lord.
因为从来就没有一个对自己很满意的人能够来到主的。
One who can handle things in themselves.
一个人觉得他自己可以处理各样的事情。
They're not going to come to the Lord.
他不会来到主这里。
As you look at these ones,
当你看到这些人
Do we see ourselves there?
你是不是看到你自己?
Did we say, as we look at this, these ones,
当我们看到这些人,
do we say, oh Lord, I'm thankful I'm not like them?
我们是不是说, 我感谢你, 我不像他们一样?
Oh, we don't know ourselves.
那这样子我们就还不知道自己。
Because who does the Lord choose?
那主拣选怎么样子的人?
Remember in 1 Corinthians 1?
记得哥林多前书第一章?
Well, who does the Lord choose?
主拣选怎么样子的人?
He says, I don't choose not many of the wise.
他说你们当中有智慧的不多,
not many noble,
有身份的不多,
not
尊贵的不多, 有能力的不多,
but the foolish,
乃至愚昧的,
and the weak of this world.
在这世上是软弱的,
brothers and sisters, that's us.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
and we've got to really know our condition.
我们必须要了解我们自己的光景,
before we can even start in the training process,
在我们还没有开始受主的教育之前,
we have to come to this place of knowing our condition.
我们必须先知道我们自己的光景,
and we need to come to know our condition in the light of His light.
我们必须要在他的光中来看我们自己的光景.
It's not self-introspection.
那不是我们自我的意志, 自我看重,
because as we look, if we try self-introspection,
如果我们是在心里面, 自己在那里想的话,
we get a very distorted picture.
那我们所看的, 形象是扭曲的,
because we have this little phrase, love is blind.
我们有这句话说, 爱情是盲目的,
and self-love is the blindest of all.
那你自己爱自己, 那是最盲目的爱,
so we might look at ourselves and we might pick out a few things.
当我们看我们自己的时候, 我们看这个好, 那个好,
oh, but we don't really know ourselves.
但我们并不是真的知道自己,
there's a little test.
这有个简单的测验.
Do you ever find yourself in a situation,
你有发现自己在一个光景当中,
and you act some way or react to another way,
或你做了一些事, 或你反应别的事情,
and you're actually surprised at your actions. You're driving down the interstate. Somebody cuts in front of you. All of a sudden, something comes out of your mouth. Or nobody else is in the car, right?
So.
And you're surprised. You say, I'm a Christian, why do I act like that?
你想说,
it's just a sign. We don't know ourselves.
因为这个告诉我们说我们不知道自己,
but God uses all of these to show us ourselves.
但神就是用这些事情来显明我们自己。
I love one of the little phrases from our brother Watchman Nee.
那我很喜欢尼托森弟兄的一句话。
Hey, brother Nee says, often we think that we're too evil to gain the victory.
有时候我们常常觉得我们自己太邪恶没办法得胜。
He says, actually it's because we don't realize how evil we really are that keeps us from the victory.
那其实真正的原因是因为我们不知道我们自己多邪恶, 以至于我们不能得胜。
We think we're pretty bad.
我们觉得我们已经够坏,
but we don't really know how bad we are.
其实我们还不知道我们到底有多坏。
The end of that is saying, oh wretched man that I am.
那到了最后我们才能说我们是如此的败坏。
Paul wasn't just being poetic when he talked about there being no good thing dwelling within me.
那保罗, 在那里讲了说我心里没有一样好处的时候，他并不是用诗意的描写。
When we look at these ones here that were coming with David,
当我们看到这些跟随大卫的人,
that's us.
这是我们。
We're in distress.
我们是窘迫的。
Left to ourselves, we are in utter distress.
如果我们凭着自己的话，我们实在受了许多的窘迫压力。
Left to ourselves, our lives are utterly bankrupt.
如果让我们自己来做的话，我们的生命是完全的破产。
And left to ourselves, we're utterly discontented.
如果交给我们自己的话，我们里面是完全的不满足。
We might find some momentary moments of enjoying the world and sin.
那么也许有的时候有这么短暂的一点点时间，这个时候那个时候我们在世界上觉得很满意。
But it goes so quickly.
但是一下子就没有了。
And then there's such a discontented.
然后有这样子的苦恼。
But praise God, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们,
the Lord doesn't, we don't have to allow any of our sins or our failures to hinder us from coming unto Him.
我们不需要为我们自己的罪或是我们自己的失败叫我们不能够来到主的面前。
None of this keeps us from allowing Him to do His transforming, discipling work within our lives.
这些事情都不能够拦阻我们的主在我们的生命上做建造我们成为他的工作。
As we look at this story of David and his men, we have to ask the question, were any of them rejected or sent away? Did David look over those ones gathered?
大卫看到这些来到他面前的人
and say, No, you're in so bad condition, you need to leave and get straightened out, then you come back.
大卫会不会说你实在太糟糕了你赶快走吧等你好一点了再过来
He didn't look at some and said, No, you're only in the ninth grade, you need to leave and come back when you're in the 12th grade.
他不会看到一个人说啊，你才九年级还不行你赶快走等你十二年级时再过来
No, he took and accepted each and every one of them right where they were.
不是的他接受了他接纳了每一个来到他面前的人
And that's how he comes and accepts each and every one of us right where we are
他这也是主怎么样子在我们所处无论什么样子的光景当中他接纳我们每一个人
Regardless of our past
不管我们过去怎么样
Praise God if you were raised in a Christian family
那感谢主如果你在基督徒的家里长大
So without Jesus being Lord of your life that's utterly useless Unless you have come into that living relationship with Him, and living for Him, all of our heritage in the past is as trash. Now we're thankful for that. Because that's brought us to Him. We have to realize that the Lord is calling each and every one of us to have that individual personal life of discipleship in Him.
但是我们必须要明白，主是呼召我们每一个人能够做他的门徒。
It doesn't matter how old we are.
并不是说我们要多老。
We see ones who came in at the last minute.
那么有的时候是最后一个时刻来的。
David uses them right away.
大卫马上用他们。
It doesn't matter what our lives were.
跟我们的生命怎么样没有关系。
It doesn't matter even our motives for coming to Him.
甚至连我们的动机为什么来到他这里的动机怎么样都没关系。
Because most of us, if we're honest, we come to Him for our own needs.
如果我们自己诚实的话我们能够说我们来到他的面前是因为我们要求自己的好处。
When we first come to Christ, we don't come to Him as worshippers.
当我们第一次来到基督面前时，我们并不是来敬拜他。
We come to have our needs met and our sins forgiven.
我们来到他面前是要叫我们的需要得满足，要我们的罪得赦免。
Because he tells us, praise God, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
因为感谢主，他告诉我们，那当我们还做罪人的时候，基督替我们。
He demonstrated his great love to us while we were in that sinful condition.
当我们在最终的时候他就向我们显明他奇妙的大爱
And he doesn't reject any of us.
他没有拒绝我们每一个人
We see how even from that Song of Solomon
我们甚至看到在雅歌里面
The Song of Solomon as it starts out talking of the Lord
在雅歌里面讲到神讲到主
It testifies My beloved is mine
讲到我所爱的是我心爱的
There's a selfishness there
在这里是讲到一个自私的爱，是为了我，我的爱。
But does her lover leave her?
那他爱人就这样子离开他吗？
He continues leading her on.
没有，他所爱的继续的带领他。
Finally, she has that wonderful testimony.
到了末了，他有这样奇妙的见证。
I am my beloved.
他说我是我所爱的。
And that's the testimony of these men.
那这些人的见证就是这样子。
We have come to David in this condition.
我们在这样子的光景当中来到大卫面前。
And he is ours.
他是我们的
He's all we have.
他是我们所有的
But now, later on, they come.
到了最后的时候他们再来了
They've been captured by his love.
他们被大卫的爱所抓住了
And they're doing everything for him.
他们为了大卫做一切的事
And David is the one who displays such one of the great David displays one of the ways that the Lord's love is manifest.
大卫在这里就显明了主的爱的显明的一种方式
As David loves the unlovely,
因为大卫爱那不可爱的
He shows how he loves those unlovely ones.
这里显明了大卫怎么样爱了那些不可爱的那群人
And how this shows the character of Christ to each and every one of us.
这里也就显明了基督的向我们所显的本性
Because the Lord came down to us, but he never looks down upon us.
因为基督降世与我们同在，他从来没有轻看我们。
The Lord came down to us.
耶稣降世到我们这里。
But he never looks down or puts us down.
但从来不是轻看我们、践踏我们。
Now the enemy will lie to us.
那我们的仇敌会向我们撒谎。
And say the Lord doesn't love you anymore.
会告诉我们说主不再爱你了。
But we can't accept those lies.
但我们不能够接受这谎言。
But how we see David loving the unlovely.
我们看到大卫如何爱那不可爱的。
And in the days and times we're living in.
在我们今日所处的这个时代。
Are we prejudiced?
我们是有偏见吗?
Are we willing to love the unlovely?
我们愿意爱那些不可爱的吗?
Oh, with the love of Christ be shed abroad in our hearts.
愿意基督的爱在我们里面能够流露出来。
That we would love as Christ loved.
我们能够像基督的爱一样的爱。
And then in that, the testimony of Jesus would shine bright within our lives.
那么在这里基督的见证就荣荣耀耀的在我们生命里面彰显出来。
Could we associate with ones like this? Could we associate with ones like this?
我们能够跟这些跟随大卫的人感觉也相通?
In ourselves, we can't.
从我们自己来讲，我们没办法.
Because we're too proud.
因为我们自己太过骄傲.
We think we're a little better.
我们觉得比这些人好.
But His love in us.
但他在我们里面的爱.
As we go through that training process.
当我们经过了主的训练.
As we say, not I, but Christ.
当我们说不再是我，乃是基督.
That love is released.
那么这个爱就释放出来,
and we can see how He accepts everyone.
那我们看到基督怎么样接纳了每一个人,
and how we can, in the same way, embrace our brothers and sisters.
那同样的我们也能够彼此的接纳。
Now, Lord, we see also here that David accepts everyone.
我们在这里也可以看见大卫接纳了每一个人。
He also desires to do a great work within them.
他又很盼望能够在他们当中做奇妙的大事。
He's not going to leave them where they are.
他不是只是让这些人留在那里。
But at this point in time, for each and every one of them,
在这个时候,这些每一个人,
there's a clear separation between the past and the future.
他们的过去跟他们将来是明显的分开了。
There's a clear separation of leaving the past,
将过去抛下,
concluding the past,
过去结束了,
and coming unto David,
然后来到了大卫这里,
or coming unto the Lord,
然后来到主这里,
and there needs to be that clear line within each and every one of our lives,
在我们的生命里面, 我们也需要有这样的清楚的分开,
of saying no to our past,
然后对我们的过去说, 再也不要了,
and yes to Him,
然后能够对他说, 是的,
there's that clear line between that battle between the flesh and the spirit,
在属肉体的跟属灵的争战中有一个明显的分界。
Because we'll find out that we're hated. When we become Christians, we'll find out we're hated for His sake.
那当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们发现我们会为主的名而被恨恶。
He tells us that they will hate you because they've hated me.
因为他告诉我们说，他们恨你以先，恨你们以先，先恨了我。
You know, it's because of this hatred that David had to take care of his parents.
那因为这样子的恨，所以大卫要保护他的父母。
You know, his parents, what wrong had they done?
他的父母做了什么错事?
But because they were associated with David,
但是因为他的父母是与大卫有关的,
he knew that they would be in trouble.
他就知道他的父母一定会有麻烦。
I wonder why he takes them to the Moabites.
那我觉得为什么他们要带他们去摩甲人那里?
In verse 3, he takes them to Moab.
第三节讲到大卫带他们到摩甲去。
Wonder why he would take them there.
我想为什么他要带他们到那里?
Remember David's great-grandmother?
你记得大卫的曾祖母?
Her name was Ruth.
她的名字叫路德。
The Moabites.
摩甲人。
He took the family back there.
所以他带他的家庭回去。
Out of the, he knew they would be safe from the battles that would go on.
所以他知道在自己的国家有征战时，这些人在那里会平安。
He wasn't sure what was going to be ahead.
他不知道自己会怎么样,
but he wanted to keep them safe.
但他要确定他的家人是平安的。
And brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
we might not know what's ahead.
我们也许不知道前面的光景如何,
but we know who is ahead.
当我们知道谁在我们前面,
and as we separate from the things of our past,
当我们与我们过去分开的时候,
and by faith we take this new position in Him,
我们因信在他里面得了这新的地位,
we allow that life to be working within us.
我们就让这个生命在我们心中工作。
Now, so often when we try to go about changing our life,
很多时候当我们试着改变我们自己的时候,
we start from the outside.
我们从外面开始,
we start saying, I got to change this habit and change this habit.
我们说我们要改变这个习惯,
and if I change this habit and change this habit, I'll become more spiritual.
我如果改变这个习惯, 改变那个习惯, 我就会更属灵,
and it never works.
那从来不会有用的。
But as we give ourselves to Him,
但是当我们将自己献给他,
as we conclude the past,
当我们将过去分开,
we will notice that the habits and desires that we have had, we will no longer have.
那我们就会发现我们以前的习惯, 我们以前的喜好就消失了。
Those habits and desires that we've had, there won't be that strong desire there anymore.
那些习惯、那些喜好好像不是那么强烈了。
Because we've testified the past is concluded.
因为我们做见证，那过去已经结束。
And that we're now disciples of Christ.
现在我们是基督的门徒。
Isn't this the testimony of baptism?
在受洗的时候的见证。
Baptism is far more than just getting wet.
因为这受洗不可只是变湿了而已。
Baptism is the testimony that you're concluding the past and you have a new life in Christ.
受洗这个见证说明你的过去已经过了，你在基督里面有个新生命。
And you're now saying, I have decided to follow Jesus.
是你自己在说，我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
Just as these 400 came and they said, David is our captain and we're following him.
就好像这400个人来到大卫这里说，大卫是我们的主，我们要跟随他。
Because after they concluded the past,
因为他们将他们过去放下。
So what they're doing is they conclude the past, they come to him, and they say, David is Lord.
他们所做的就是他们放下了过去的一切，来到大卫的面前，承认大卫为主。
David is our captive.
大卫是我们的头目。
And they're making that commitment to him.
他们将自己献给大卫。
And this is the way as we come to our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们怎么样来到主的面前。
We're not only coming to him to conclude the past.
我们来到他这里不仅仅是结束了过去
But as we start this new process,
而且我们开始了一个新的过程
There's this process of acknowledging him as Lord
这个过程就是承认耶稣基督为主
Saying we have decided to follow Jesus
说我们决定跟随耶稣
And as we're captured by his love
我们被他的爱所吸引
We're giving ourselves freely unto him
我们自愿的甘愿的把自己献给他
This is what we call consecration
这就是所谓的分别为圣
It's not consecrationIt's not something that we have to do.
分别为圣并不是我们做什么事情。
But as we see the mercies of God,
而是我们看到神的恩典怜悯。
As we're captured by the love of Christ,
我们被基督的爱所俘虏。
Out of a love within, we will desire to offer ourselves to him.
因为我们心里面的爱，所以我们乐意将自己献上。
The Lord never demands us to do things.
主从来不是严厉的要求我们做什么。
But as he shows us himself,
而是将自己显给我们
he shows us his great love.
他将他自己的大爱显给我们
And then he says, as I have done all of this for you,
那他说我对你们行了这
样多的事情 as you have seen all of the mercies of God,
你们看到了神所有的怜悯
what is your response?
你的回应是什么
And our response is that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice unto him.
我们的回应是将我们自己的身体献上当作活祭献给他
This matter of consecration is one of the most critical matters within our Christian life.
在我们基督徒的生活里面，这个分别为圣是最重要的一件事。
And many of the difficulties and failures that we face every day are come back to this matter of consecration.
其实我们在日常生活里面所面对的挑战、所面对的难处，很多都跟这个分别为圣有关系。
Now we've all heard message and message after consecration.
我们听过了一次又一次听到人家讲分别为圣的信息。
But what is it?
到底是什么
Consecration is simply deciding who is in charge of our life.
什么叫做分别为圣？基本的来讲，就是决定我的生命到底谁做主。
Are you in charge of your life?
到底你做你自己生命的主人呢
？Or is he in charge of your life?
还是他做你生命的主人
？And it's not like there's a total giving of ourselves to him.
这是将自己完全的献给他。
Some have heard me say one of my pet peeves that I don't like.
有的人听我讲过，有一件事情会让我觉得很不喜欢的一件事。
Are these bumper stickers?
就是那些小招牌。
Is these bumper stickers that says God is my co-pilot?
有一个小小的贴纸啊，讲的神是与我一同开飞机的。
I hope nobody has one of those.
你们大概都没有这个。
But if you think about it for a minute,
如果你想一下。
When we say God is my co-pilot,
那我们想说神是与我一同开飞机的。
This is actually how we live our lives a lot.
那很多时候我们过生命是这样子的。
We're driving along and we're in control.
我们自己在开，我们自己在控制。
And then all of a sudden, something is an emergency happens.
然后突然有了意外了。
And we need a little help.
我们需要有人帮忙了。
We need help.
我们需要帮助。
And so God, we say, God, come and help us.
那我们就说神啊，你来帮助我们吧。
And in His mercy and love, He straightens out the problem.
在他怜悯跟爱当中，他解决我们的问题。
And we say thank you.
那我们说谢谢。
And we continue driving
along. 那我们继续开车。
We get into another problem.
我们又遇到了问题。
The same way.
然后再来又一次。
But no, God is our pilot.
但不是的，神是我们的下
属，
他是负责的。
And it's not for us to be in charge and let him decide when he can work.
并不是我们在这里做主来决定他什么时候可以在我们生命中工作。
But it's our yielding unto him and letting him be Lord of all of our life.
而是将我们自己归向他，使他在我们生命的各层面上能够做主。
And again, this matter of consecration is not just for a few select people.
而且这里讲的分别为圣，并不是指的特殊的几个人。
It's not just for those that are going to have to stand up here on this platform and speak.
并不是指的那些站在台上讲道的人。
It's not just for those that are going to be teaching classes.
并不是讲到那些要教课的人。
Not just for those serving in music.
并不是指的那些在弹音乐侍奉的人。
Consecration is for each and every one of us.
分别为圣是指的每一个人。
Regardless of our age.
不论我们的年纪怎么样。
Whether we're young, whether we're old.
不论我们年幼的年老的。
Consecration is there for us once and for all to give ourselves to Him and to live for Him.
分别为圣是叫我们每一个人都能够将自己一次的献上归给他，直到永远。
It's not giving ourselves to him to do something for him.
都是说我们将自己献给了他来做什么事情。
So often we say, I'm going to give myself to the Lord and I'm going to do something for him.
很多时候我们说我将自己献给了主，我要替他做这做那。
That's because we don't know ourselves.
那是因为我们不认识自己。
Were these men that came to David, were they able to do anything for David?
这些来到大卫的人，这些人能够替大卫做什么事情呢？
In their condition, they were helpless.
在他们这种情况下，他们完全没有能力。
But David trained them.
大卫要训练他们。
And brothers and sisters, we can't do anything for Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不能够替基督做什么事情。
We're helpless.
我们完全无能。
But as we yield to him,
当我们将自己归向他的时候，
he trains us.
那他训练我们。
He lifts us up.
他提高我们，
and we allow him to be in charge of our life.
然后我们让他在我们生命当中做主，
and for him to live in us.
然后他在我们里面生活，
and that his desire is simply to live within us in a glorious way.
那他所喜爱的就是能够在我们里面能够活出那荣耀的形象。
And as we're consecrating ourselves to him,
当我们将自己分别为圣归给他的
时候， we're simply giving him permission to work within our life.
我们只是对他说，你可以在我生命里面工作。
He is that master as he looks upon each and every one of us.
他是我们的主，他看我们每一个人。
He has a special way that he wants to work within us.
他对每一个人都有他特别的做法。
And he says, I'm going to work this way in this brother.
他说在这个弟兄身上我要这样子做。
This way in this sister.
在这个姐妹上我要这样子做。
And he starts this transforming process.
然后他就开始了这个变化的过程。
And when we think about consecration also,
当我们想到分别为圣的时候，
is consecration a one-time event?
那这个分别为圣是一次的作为吗？
Is it only a one-time event?
是不是只有一次呢？
Well, it is a one-time event.
从我们角度讲，是的。
But it's also a continual event.
但同时也是不断的继续的。
It's continual and it's progressive.
它不断的继续，不断的前进。
There is one time in our life.
在我们生命里面，的确有一次。
When we're captured by the love of Christ.
当我们被基督的爱所俘虏。
That we say, Lord, I don't want to live for myself any longer. I want to live for you.
我们对主说，主啊，我再也不要替自己活了，我要为你而活。我将我自己献给你。
And if there's anyone here who hasn't done that,
如果我们当中还有人没有这样做的话，
we would encourage you this weekend to get before the Lord.
我们苦勉励你，盼望你在这个周末来到主的面前。
And allow the love of Christ to capture you in such a fresh way that you would desire to live for Him and for nobody else.
让基督的爱再次新鲜的能够抓住你，让你愿意为他而活。
So there is this one time.
所以的确有这么一次的时候。
But it's also daily.
但也是每日的作为。
Every day.
每一天。
When we have those morning times with Him.
当我们早上与他亲近的时候，
We're giving ourselves to him.
我们将自己献给他。
Lord, do your work of transforming me this day.
主啊，在今日在我身上做变化的工
作。Daily he does that work, and he continues to do things.
他每天都这样子做，他不断的这样子做。
And he does, and then he works progressively.
那他不断的变化进展的来做。
You can find that maybe you were for a while you were able to do something.
也许有一段时间你可以做这些事。
But as you go on, all of a sudden you can't do that.
然后过了一段时间，你发现你没办法做了。
He has something else for you.
他有别的事要你做。
Now, as you can already tell, one of the things I really like is sports.
那有一件，你们大家可以知道，有一件是我很喜欢的是运动。
And this was one of the areas the Lord had to really work in my life.
那么这是主在我身上特别要需要对付我的地方。
I always played sports through high school and college and afterwards.
在高中在大学大学毕业以后我都一直在玩这样的运动。
So、I finished the university and I was working.
当我念完大学工作的时候
I was playing softball.
我在玩垒球。
And I basically love football and baseball.
基本上我喜欢足球跟棒球。
But as the Lord has been, Lord was working with me in that.
但主要在这里工作。
That as I was playing softball for this company,
那我在公司里面在玩垒球的时候
it turns out that the nights we played softball,
但我们在玩打球的有一天有晚上
were Wednesday nights.
是礼拜三的晚上。
I don't know about up here in the north, but in the south, Wednesday nights when you have prayer meeting.
那我不晓得在北部是怎么样，在南部的时候啊，礼拜三的晚上是祷告会。
So at first this was not a problem.
所以一开始的时候是没有问题。
I just went to play softball.
我就去打球了。
And Stella went to the prayer meeting.
那就没有去祷告会。
But then the Lord started working within me.
然后主在我的里面工作。
And the Lord said, Mac, you need to give up softball.
那主就跟我说 ，Mac， 你必须要放弃你的垒球。
And then we start our wrestlings with the Lord.
然后我就跟主摔跤。
Our rationing with him.
啊，我将这合理化。
I said, "Well, Lord, these people that I work with know I'm a Christian."
我说主啊，这些跟我工作人知道我是基督徒。
If I quit playing softball, I'll go back on my word. It'll be a bad testimony.
那如果等我不打垒球了，等我到工作的场地的时候，那不是一个好的见证。
Well, that argument didn't go too far with the Lord.
那这个跟主讲道理，这个道理没办法
讲什么道理。
他继续的在我里面工作。
And I was even praying.
然后我甚至在祷告。
I said, Lord, help me to start playing a little, start playing worse, so if I quit, they won't miss me.
我祷告说，主啊，让我越玩越糟糕，这样子如果我不停下不玩的话，他们没有人会觉得奇怪。
I couldn't be too obvious.
但我又不能够很明显的变打得不好。
When I was swinging, I would still hit it, but.
所以当我打了之后，我还是打到了。
I had one of the best years of my life.
那个是我最好的几年。
I kept playing better and better.
但我越打越好。
The Lord wasn't going to let me out an easy way.
那主并不要让我从一个容易的方法离开。
And so finally, I knew I had to do it.
那到最后，我知道我必须做。
Now, Stella was a good wife.
I'm sorry.
Stella was a good wife.
我太太是个很好的太太。
She wasn't nagging me.
那他不是在那里对我念念不休。
She went on to prayer meeting and I went on to softball.
他就去祷告会，然后我去打垒球。
But I had a great civil war going on within me.
但在我自己的心里面有这样子极大的内战。
But finally, I knew I had to make that stand.
我知道我必须为主站立。
And so I went and I told the people at work that I had to quit.
所以终于我告诉我的同事我必须停下不打。
And of course, they didn't understand.
那当然他们了解。
They told me to go to another church had prayer meeting on another night.
他们说你为什么不去别的教会到礼拜三晚上没有祷告会的
couldn't do it. Lord wouldn't let me that way either. So,
主没有叫我这样做。
So the next Wednesday night I went to prayer meeting.
所以等到下一个礼拜三的晚上我就去祷告会了。
I was sitting in prayer meeting.
我在祷告会里面坐着。
But you know where my heart was?
但你知道我心在哪里吗？
My heart was on the softball field.
但我的心是在垒球场。
But praise God.
但感谢主
As I took that step,
但我做了这一步
I obeyed what the Lord had told me to do.
我顺服了主叫我做的
Within a couple of weeks,
过了几个礼拜
I wasn't even thinking about the softball.
我就再也不会想念我的垒球
Because the Lord had replaced that.
因为主已经取代了那个
Something so much better.
用一个更美好的东西
And I look back now and I say, why was I such a fool?
当我回过头来看的时候我想我实在
Why did it take me so long?
为什么要叫我花这么长的时间呢
？Because once we really see the love of Christ，
我们一旦真正的认识了基督
，once we're constrained by His love，
我们一旦受了基督的爱所辖制
，it captures us in such a way，
他就深深的抓住我们
，that we're no longer living for ourselves，
我们就不再为自己活。
Because our Lord， when we really stop and think of His love，
当我们停下来想一想他的爱的时候
，He sang On Calvary's cross, he sang that most beautiful love song to us.
在加列山的十字架上，他向我们唱了一首美丽的情歌。
Now the world is singing a beautiful song.
这个世界也唱美丽的歌。
The world is singing a song that will entice us.
这个世界也唱那些歌来引诱我们。
But it's a song that leads to death.
但那些歌声是带向死亡。
At first, we don't recognize it.
那么一开始，也许我们不认不出来。
We can touch the pleasures and even the success of the world.
那我们受到了这个世上的成功、喜乐的影响。
Oh, but it's a pathway of death.
但这个是死亡之路。
There's a pathway of life.
但有一个到生命的路。
And a pathway of death.
有一个到死亡的路。
Our Lord is singing to us in His great love to come on that pathway of life and to learn of Him.
那主出于他的大爱，向我们所唱的情歌，是要我们走这个生命之路，跟随他。
If we find ourselves hesitating,
如果我们发现我们自己在犹豫
we need desire that the Lord would show us more and more of His wonderful love.
那我们需要在里面向神祷告，向他自己奇妙的爱更多的向我们显明。
Because He has a love song that is far more beautiful than the things of this world.
因为他的情歌比这世上一切都更美好。
In Greek mythology, there's a story.
在希腊的神话里面有一个故事。
It's a story about love songs.
是关于情歌的故事。
There were these women on this one island called the Cyrene Sisters.
有 Cyrene Sisters, 这些女人住在一个岛上。
And they were on this island and they had beautiful voices and they sang.
她们有美妙的声音在那里唱歌。
And as the ships would pass by,
那这些船经过的时候
，those sailors they'd hear the voices of these beautiful women.
当这些水手听到这些美丽的女子所唱的歌声的时候
，and they would turn in.
所以他们就受了惊疑
，and they would crash.
然后船就
，they'd all be killed.
船就撞了
，women would plunder everything.
然后他们就死了，然后这个船就被抢走。
And it was a song of death.
这个是死亡,
It sounded beautiful,
听起来很美丽,
but it was a song that led to death.
但这是一个带向死亡的歌。
Remember the story of Ulysses?
你们还记得希腊神话里面的 Ulysses?
Ulysses wanted to sail by this island.
Ulysses 希望能够
And so what he did, he came up, this is man's way of overcoming things.
这是人的方法来胜过的。
He put something in all of his sailors' ears.
他自己船上水手的耳朵都堵住了。
So they couldn't hear anything.
所以他们什么都听不到。
But he wanted to hear.
但他自己要听。
So they tied him to the mast.
所以他们把他绑在桅杆上。
He was tied there.
所以他被绑住了。
And he said, whatever I tell you to do, don't do it.
他告诉他们说，不管我叫你们做什么都不要做。
He said, sail by here.
那么就继续的开。
So in his own way, he sailed by.
所以就这样子的，他没有受那歌声影响，就开就船就开走。
It was beautiful.
他听到了那歌声，非常的美丽。
In his heart,
他的心
，he was drawn to that island.
他的心被吸引到那个岛上。
But then there's another one.
但还有一个
，there's one named Orpheus.
还有一个叫做 Orpheus.
Now Orpheus had the most beautiful voice.
Orpheus 有一个非常美丽的声音。
And as he was on the ship sailing by that island,
当他在这个船上坐船经过这个岛的时候
，when he started hearing the voice of the Cyrene sisters,
他听到 Cyrene 姐妹唱的歌声的时候
，starting to draw the sailors this way,
然后吸引这些水手往这里去
，Orpheus started singing.
那 Orpheus 也开始唱
，and he sang a beautiful song.
他唱个美丽的歌。
And all the men listened to Orpheus.
那所有的人都在听 Orpheus 唱。
And all their hearts were drawn to him.
他们的心归向 Orpheus.
And they sailed on by safely.
那他们这样子就经过了那个岛，平安的走向他们旅程。
In a similar way, brothers and sisters.
所以同样的弟兄姐妹们。
The world is singing a song to us.
这个世界向我们唱一首歌。
It offers many wonderful promises.
它给我们很多美丽的应许。
It can sound so satisfying.
带给我们很多的满足。
It can sound so fulfilling.
听起来好像很满意。
But it leads to death.
但它带向死亡。
But there's one who is singing a more beautiful song.
但有一位唱了更美的歌的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary.
在主耶稣基督在加略山上唱。
Has sung an eternal love song for each and every one of us.
对我们每一个来讲，那是永远生命的爱歌。
It's a song that's higher and deeper and wider and broader than anything else.
这是一首比所有东西都要长阔高深的歌。
It's a love song that's unsearchable.
是一个爱歌是不能彻透的。
It's a love song that we will be exploring and learning of the whole rest of our life.
是我们用了一生在这里来探索这样的爱有多深。
We have touched it in part.
我们不过是摸到了一点。
But He wants us to see more and more of that glorious love.
那他要我们能够更多的认识那个荣耀的爱。
And once we see that wonderful love,
我们一旦看到那个奇妙的爱,
we find ourselves captured by his beauty.
我们就发现我们被他的美丽所抓住。
There's a hymn that we sing.
我们所唱的诗歌里面有一首。
It says, Jesus, Lord, I'm captured by thy beauty.
有没有讲到说主耶稣基督，我的心被你的美丽所夺。
This one was captured by the love of Christ.
这些人是被神的啊，基督的爱所夺的。
And brothers and sisters, are our hearts captured by that love of Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，我们的心是被基督的爱所夺吗？
As we're looking at these ones, they were captured by a love for David.
当我们看到这些跟随大卫的人的时候，他们被大卫的爱所夺。
And the Lord, in that same way, is desiring to capture our hearts.
同样的，我们的主也要这样子来夺我们的心。
He's desiring that we would know that love in a fresh way.
他喜悦我们能够更新鲜地认识他的爱。
Because it's a love that will never let us go.
因为这是一个永远不放过我们的爱。
And it's a love that will work within us.
这是一个在我们里面工作的爱。
A love that will work within us to have his character and nature formed within us.
在我们里面工作，使他自己的性格，使他的本性能够坐在我们里面。
That we as his disciples would be like our master.
那我们是他的门徒，能够像我们的主。
So may we be those in this hour.
让我们在这个世代能够成为这样子的人。
That are allowing ourselves to be discipled of Him.
让我们能够受主的训练。
Captured by His beauty.
被他的美丽所吸引。
Discipled to Christ.
能够做基督的门徒。
Not in a selfish way, just for ourselves.
并不是很自私的为我们自己。
But with a desire to hasten His coming.
而是盼望能够使主再来。
And learning of him that we can rule and reign with him in his kingdom.
然后效法他，使我们能够在他的国中与他一同掌权。
That we could be those mighty men.
我们能够成为这些大能的勇士。
That we would allow the Lord to be working within us.
我们能够让主在我们里面工作。
To truly be transforming us.
使我们真正的能够变化。
I do want to let me make one more statement.
让我再讲一件事情。
We use this phrase "mighty men."
我们在这里讲了大能的勇士。
That includes the women too.
这包括了女人啊。
I don't want anybody to think I'm a prejudice.
我不希望你们不要觉得我这个
是
有偏见的。
But it's the men and the women all together.
是有男人有女人一同的。
For His glory and His honor.
为他的荣耀，为他的美德。
Now, as we continue the next couple of days,
在接下来的几天，我们继续传讲。
We're going to be continuing to look at 1 Samuel 22, 23, 24, 25.
我们会看第22章，撒母耳记上第22章、23章、24章跟25章。
We're not going to be able to cover the entire chapters. We'll look at certain points.
我们没有办法将每全章讲完，但我们会再看当中的几点。
If in any of your spare time, you want to look at those chapters to familiarize yourself with them, it'd probably be helpful.
如果你有时间的话，你能够读这几卷书，让你的几章书，如果你能够熟悉的话，在听讲到时候有帮助。
Of course, I looked at the schedule they have for us. You don't have a lot of spare time.
当然，我看了一下我们的时间，你可能没有很多的时间。
But if you do,
但如果你有的话
that's kind of where we're going.
因为我们接下来要谈的就这几章。
May we be those that are learning of the Lord.
让我们能够成为那些学习主的人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for your wonderful faithfulness.
主，我们感谢你自己奇妙的信实。
Lord, we're thankful that it's you that has first loved us.
主，我们感谢你是因为你先爱了我们。
And Lord, where we have those areas in our life that we're resisting you.
在我们生命里面，主啊，若有些地方我们在抵挡你。
Where we haven't fully yielded over to you for you to work.
我们还没有完全的将自己交给你，让你在我们里面工作。
We pray that as during our times this weekend.
我们祷告在这个周末的时候
that you would have a freedom to be working within our lives.
你能够自由地在我们生命里面工作
that you would receive the glory and honor.
你能够得到荣耀与称赞
In thy name we pray. Amen.
靠主的名祷告 Amen.